Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average age of a farmer in South Carolina is now approaching 60, continuing an upward trend for the past 30 years. This is concerning to our upstate flagship university because agribusiness is actually our state's largest industry, bringing in over $42 billion to our economy. So they've decided to do something about it. Kirby Player is director of Clemson University's new Palmetto Leadership Program for the Environment, Agriculture, and Forestry, or Palmetto LEAF. And today he's in our studio. Kirby, welcome.
Mike, thank you.
Give us the genesis of this. Somebody was reading about these statistics?
Mike, a variety of things have led to the creation of Palmetto LEAF and succession of leaders in agriculture, forestry, natural resources, and the environment of our state was a key part. But we're also following the lead of 40 other states that have established such programs and have found them to be very successful. Dr. Gene Bertrand, who came back to Clemson after having been in Georgia, where they had these programs, said it's time for South Carolina to jump on board, and we have.
And go ahead and give us an overview of this program.
The Palmetto LEAF program's goal is to provide leadership strategies, personal development, networking, as well as legacy dreams for the industries of agriculture, forestry, the natural resources, and the environment in our state. It's a two-year program. The minimum age is 28, but there is no upper age limit because individuals can become advocates and leaders in this growing industry as the Department of Agriculture, recognizing that it's a key part of our economy, as you said earlier.
So this minimum age, 28 then, these students are not your normal college students.
They are not. They are individuals who have gotten out and have somewhat put their footprints in these important industries. They're not necessarily folks who maybe even studied agriculture while they were in college, but they've become a part of this vital industry. As we know, from the field to the plate involves so much of South Carolina's economy, as studies have indicated. They do not have to be a Clemson University alumnus. They do not even have to be from South Carolina, but they're working in these industries in our state. We just didn't want to equip pure agriculturalists or farmers, as many states do, but we recognize that the networking between those individuals working in agriculture, forestry, and the natural resources, because South Carolina is such a beautiful state and our industries are interplaying with the natural resources so much, we wanted to bring these individuals together to create strong cohort groups that can move through their careers in our state, providing significant leadership and bringing in others to understand the industry.
Is the networking aspect of this then something that's unique to your program versus the other states?
Well, there is what I would call more cross-pollination, in that if you realize that if you have individuals that are oftentimes regulating businesses, there can sometimes be opposing views with those that are actually operating the businesses. For instance, one of our key partners is DHEC, which manages water, various aspects of the environment, air quality, those working together. And our state already does a good job of working with the forestry industry for controlling burns or understanding the use of water. We believe that once we get to know each other better, then the common goal of supporting all these industries in South Carolina, as well as the quality of life in our state, happens better when individuals know each other. And that's one of the unique goals, that this is creating a cross-pollination between all those sectors that impact this economic driver.
When will this program start, and what is the maximum enrollment that you can take?
We are beginning our first inaugural class in January of 2020. The window that we're looking for is 12 to 24 participants. Takes a total of about 28 to 30 days away from your schedule and time, but we recognize time is precious.
And these students could just as well be individual farmers.
Exactly right. Or entrepreneurs, Mike. Innovation is driving agriculture, natural resources, and forestry, as well as the recognition that, like all business, with the global economy, advances in technology, there always changes. And so individuals working in public and private organizations, and as well as especially those producers, foresters, and farmers that truly are the grassroots of this vital industry for our state.
Kirby, thanks for stopping by our studio.
Mike, thanks for all you do to promote business in South Carolina.
Kirby Player is director of Clemson University's new Palmetto Leadership Program for the Environment, Agriculture, and Forestry, or Palmetto LEAF. We will have a link to the program posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.